President-elect Donald Trump is considering changes to the Department of Veterans Affairs that would allow some veterans to access health care from the private sector. This comes 2 years after the VA came under fire for a pattern of negligence that delayed treatment for thousands of former service members. At one medical center in Phoenix, at least 35 patients died while waiting for care. Since then, the department's been changing and reportedly improving under VA Secretary Robert McDonald. Kurt Nickisch is a senior editor at Harvard Business Review, and he joins us now with a look at some of those changes. Hi there, Kurt.
Hey, Meghna.
So first of all, how much or how have things improved since that 2014 scandal?
It's fair to say that there's a transformation underway at the Veterans Affairs Department. It's in the headline of our story. It's not done yet, but there's been big improvements. Pending claims at the VA have fallen by more than 90%. A RAND study says that the VA healthcare now outperforms private sector on 96% of outpatient measures. 75% of veterans report that the VA effectively delivers care. That's up from 65% a year ago. And demand is up. Veterans are signing up for healthcare at the VA six times faster than they did a year ago.
Okay, so it seems like there have been some improvements. Let's talk about how it was done. I mean, Secretary McDonald, he's a West Point grad, former CEO at Procter & Gamble. But even compared to that, the VA is huge. 365,000 employees, $152 billion budget. How did he start to change things?
Yeah, he started at the top. He said, look, organizations are designed to deliver, you know, the results that you get. And so if you want to change those results, you got to change the design. And he started at the top. He replaced 14 of 17 top leaders at the VA, brought in some people from the private sector, some people from the military, career army officers, and so in sort of a mix, and also promoted some people from within. So it was a mix of people who could bring some fresh perspectives, but also some people in that top leadership team who had deep knowledge of the existing organization.
I see. So, but what about the culture of the VA as a whole? Because that was one of the biggest problems. For example, hospital staff, if I remember correctly, they felt they had to show that they were meeting the VA's 14-day wait time goal, even when they weren't. So they were keeping secret lists and things like that.
Yeah. So that was one of those things that turns out veterans didn't actually care about. They didn't care if they were seen within 14 days. They just wanted good care. And that was one of those things where people were looking at the wrong measure, Secretary McDonald found. He said that people at the VA were following rules and not principles. So he's really tried to set a principles-based organization from the top down so that employees can do what needs to be done rather than just saying, hey, I followed the rules, you can't fire me.
I see. Now, there's a question of the VA may be reporting certain improvements, and we were talking about significant ones in the future, a minute or two ago, Kurt.
Sure.
But it's not always the case that that's actually a guarantee of what's actually going on or meaningful real improvements.
Yeah, and this gets back to the measure. So Secretary McDonald says you have to measure performance carefully. You have to manage an eye on, you know, what's really important to your customers here, the veterans. And they've also been honest to Congress saying, look, we're happy to add these things that you want us to give to veterans, but this is how much it's going to cost. That kind of transparency wasn't there in the past.
Well, we've got a link to Harvard Business Review's reporting on the VA at our website, hereandnow.org. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at the Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thanks as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.